Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to the Adept English podcast, where we give you interesting things to listen to. If you would like to be able to download a whole 50 podcasts to your phone so that you can get some serious practice at listening to quality English language, then you can do this on our website at adeptenglish.com. Just imagine 50 podcasts. Just go to our podcast download page. And if you like our podcasts and think they're interesting, then don't forget to help us out by giving us a star rating, or even better, by giving us a review on whatever platform you listen to Adept English on. We really appreciate this, and it's a good way to support us. Thank you for doing this. Let's do a podcast today on life in the UK. One of the things which it's hard to get an idea of if you're outside a country is, what do things cost? What is the typical cost of things in the UK? Every year, the UK government uses a measure called the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, to measure how expensive are things generally to buy in the UK. The word consumer, C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R, just means anyone who consumes, who buys a product or a service. So that's everybody. So the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, uses a number of different prices to assess generally, has the cost of things gone up or down? Another word we might use in this context, inflation. Inflation, I-N-F-L-A-T-I-O-N, that's when prices rise. And sometimes it happens very quickly. And it's a sign of an economy that might be in trouble if inflation is too high. The other measure that's talked about in the UK is the RPI, the Retail Price Index. The word retail, R-E-T-A-I-L, just refers to the part of our economy which is about selling goods, like supermarkets and shops do, or any business where the public, normal people, can buy goods or services. People complain sometimes that the government prefers to use the CPI rather than the older RPI, even though some might argue that the RPI is a more realistic measure. This is because it includes inflation in the prices of houses. That affects you whether you buy your own house or you rent. So that's, again, everyone. Housing is a big cost, but CPI ignores that. Anyway, CPI and RPI are government measures of how expensive things are. How much do things cost in the UK? How about we look at some normal prices of normal things to give you an idea what things cost here? Well, our currency, our money, is of course the Great British Pound, or sterling. So I'll give you some costs, some prices in sterling. What is the cost of a loaf of bread in the UK? Well, there are lots of different types of bread. But if you go for an ordinary 800 gram loaf, that's L-O-A-F, then the cost is anything from £1 to £1.60. The nicer the bread, the more seeds or grain, then the higher the price. And if you wanted a French stick, a ficelle perhaps, then you would pay 85p to £1.15. What about milk? Well, if you go for standard cow's milk, then it comes in semi-skimmed, which means half fat, skimmed, which means the fat taken out, and whole milk. The price is more expensive or less expensive depending upon how much you buy. So 4 pints, or 2.27 litres of semi-skimmed milk, will cost you £1.09. That's 48 pence a litre. But if you buy a smaller size, it's more expensive. So for 1 pint, or 568 millilitres of whole milk, it's 55p or 97p per litre. What about minced beef? That's B-E-E-F. If you wanted to make chili con carne or spaghetti bolognese, then you might buy minced beef. So a 500 gram pack of minced beef would cost around £2.50. The price differs depending upon how much fat, what percentage fat is in the minced beef. The higher the percentage fat, the lower the price. So 20% fat in your minced beef, it only costs £1.49 for 500 grams. But if you want lean minced beef with only 5% fat, then it will cost you £2.59. What about fruit? How about a bag of apples? So for a pack of 6 eating apples, that means rather than apples that you cook with, a pack of 6 apples, £1.60. So that's for 6 Royal Gala, 6 Braeburn, or 6 Granny Smith apples. That seems a good price. And what about a cooking staple ingredient? Staple, S-T-A-P-L-E, means it's hard to do without. What about the price of onions? That's O-N-I-O-N-S. Well, again, a kilo of onions. For a kilo of plain brown onions, it would be 85p. But if you want red onions, that would be a pound. So again, there's a lot of choice, different types of onions, and it depends how you want to buy them and what kind, how much they cost. Notice how our system of measuring moves between metric and imperial. Some things are rounded to the nearest kilogram, like the onions. You buy in 500 grams, 750 grams for meat, say. And yet when it comes to milk, we buy it in pints. So one pint is 568 millilitres. It's quite confusing when we mix these two systems of measuring, but actually most people in the UK are quite familiar with this and used to using both. Anyway, what about other ways of measuring how much do things cost here? Well, if you go into a pub or a bar, what will a drink cost? So a gin and tonic, something like Gordon's, Bombay Sapphire, Tanqueray or Hendrick's, that would cost £4.35 to £4.50 perhaps in the average pub. Ice and lemon are free, of course. A large glass of wine, 250 millilitres, whether it's white, red or rosé, might cost between £5 and £7, depending, of course, on the quality of the wine. And what about the famous British pint of beer, a standard pint of bitter? Well, a 330 milliliter bottle would perhaps cost around £4. But if you want a genuine draft pint of beer, which is included in that measure, actually, the Retail Price Index or RPI, well, depending upon the type of beer and the type of pub, it'll cost more in London than Manchester, you're probably looking about £4 to £5 for a pint of beer. Another measure, and this one's a bit crazy. This last measure of what things cost is an example of what's really expensive in the UK. And this is, well, the cost of housing, the cost of your home, the cost of buying a house. Most people in the UK prefer to buy their own house. I know that it's different in mainland Europe where people are happier to rent. Owning a property is not such a big deal there. But in the UK it is. And the average house price in England is a staggering £268,000. And in London, the average price, as at April 2021, was £492,000. And you're not getting anything special for that, especially in London. It's not as though that money buys you a really nice or a really big house. It's average. That means if you add up all the house prices and divide by the number, you get a typical price. So that's why perhaps we all feel a bit poor. We don't have any money to spare in the UK because our housing costs us so much. It's really shocking. It takes a large part of our income. Anyway, I hope that gives you a bit of an insight into life in the UK and what things cost. If it seems expensive in comparison to your country, then bear in mind it's probably easier to earn more here too, to balance that out. But if you're looking at those prices and thinking, wow, the UK is cheap, then please, as soon as we're able to travel, come and visit us and find out for real. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.